when was the last time you delighted in God? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Recently, I was feeling kind of discouraged about my faith, and so I decided to crack open one of my old college journals. It was from my senior year, so it had a lot of journal entries that were a bit distraught, trying to figure out what I was going to do when I got home. And one of the things that I did was I would write out kind of the dreams that I had for coming home, things that I wanted to accomplish or see or do. And just looking at those pages, I felt a wave of relief wash over me and of peace, because I'd already seen that a bunch of those things, probably 4 out of the 5 that I just looked at on one entry, I've already gotten to do. The Lord has opened those doors for me. And I can't help but feel delighted in the Lord for His faithfulness in those prayers. When was the last time you felt that way? Well, it's actually what we're kind of talking about in today's Devo. It's called Delight and Desire by Anna M. Mast. We desire food, water, clothing, and shelter. We desire fulfilling relationships. Sometimes we desire knowledge, fame, or skill. Desire is a powerful thing. It is so deeply woven into the fabric of our being that it drives almost every facet of our lives. In the beginning, God created desire and placed it within us. But, as with every other good thing, Satan soon produced a counterfeit and cunningly sold it to humanity. Satan fooled Adam and Eve into believing the lie that God was holding out on them. So, instead of recognizing that our desires have boundaries established by God for our benefit, humans choose to cross those boundaries and go against God's good ways. Their rebellion and rejection of God, also known as sin, broke God's good world and subjected us to the power of sin. Now, instead of desiring the things of God, we selfishly lust after pleasure, power, and wealth. Let's take a closer look at God's original intent for desire and how He wants us to use it. In Psalm 73, verse 25, the psalmist says, "I desire you, God, more than anything on earth." Twice in Proverbs, it is written that wisdom is to be desired above anything else, even precious stones. In 1 Corinthians, Paul urges us to earnestly desire the most helpful spiritual gifts, and he does so twice. In Philippians 3:8, Paul says, "Everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus as my Lord." Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires." So how can our desires be restored to God's original design? When we put our trust in Jesus, He gives us a new heart. And His Holy Spirit lives in us, transforming our desires and helping us choose daily to delight ourselves in God and His Word, in intimately knowing the One who made us. All that this world has to offer pales in comparison to knowing Christ. And when our desires are aligned with His, He is delighted to grant them to us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When was the last time you delighted in God and His Word? God loves and delights in us, and the more we delight in who He is, the more our desires become aligned with His. What are some ways you can spend intentional time with God this week, both by yourself and with other Christians? As you and I can read in Psalm 37, verse 4, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires." I encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 16, 24 through 25, Mark 4, 18 through 20, and Philippians 2, 12 through 18, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked Devo app? Well, we do. You can check it out, and then, guess what? You can carry your devos with you everywhere, and you never have to miss a moment or an opportunity to connect and delight in the Lord. So I encourage you to head over to your favorite major play store and check that out. Also, don't forget to join us for tomorrow's Devo called God Never Stops Listening with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.